You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for tuning into Americana Music Profiles. The next episode starts right now.
You are tuned in to another edition of Americana Music Profiles, brought to you by Americana Rhythm Music Magazine and AmericanaMusicMagazine.com. I'm your host, Greg Tutwiler. Let's jump right in to the next exciting interview. Corey Keefe is part of a new generation of balladeers, the neo-traditional movement in country music. He's very excited about his new record, I'll Keep It Country, which was produced by Nashville hitmaker Buddy Hyatt. Corey's excited to get out on the road and share his new music with his fans, and he joins me on this edition of Americana Music Profiles to talk about that and how this debut CD came about.
Hi, Corey. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Thanks for taking the time to join us today. Where are you? Florida? Is that right?
Yes, Panama City, Florida.
Ah, cool. Is it nice and warm down there today?
Oh, yeah, it's pretty warm.
Yeah.
You never know, though, here in Florida. One day you wake up, it's 90 degrees, and the next day it's 50.
So you've got a new album out. Is this a debut record for you?
Yes, sir, it is. It's the first bit of music I've ever put out.
All right, awesome. And it is called I'll Keep It Country.
Yes, sir.
So if you don't mind, let's dial it back just a little bit. Maybe tell me how all of this got started for you, since it's your first record. When was music a thing? When did you know this is what you wanted to do?
I would say probably about maybe 3 years ago, so it really hadn't been that long ago. Me and my twin brother kind of grew up around the music scene and doing talent shows and stuff. We always liked to do it, but I kind of wanted to take the serious route probably about 3 years ago, and that's when we started working on this project here, I'll Keep the Country, about 2 years ago, and we dragged our feet a little bit on it, but I'm kind of glad we spent our time because I think it turned out really good.
So you guys played together in a band, or just the two of you kind of on?
Yeah, just both of us, really, and we really haven't, like, when we just started hardcore practicing and playing together and really finding, like, the love of music or whatever the last 2 years or whatever.
Are you guys songwriters also?
I'm actually working on that. We've been having a few writing sessions, but we're still working on it. But, yeah, I would love to be a great songwriter. There's so many good ones out there. And
so the songs on this particular record then are songs that other folks wrote and brought them to you? How did you come about the tracks that are on your record?
So, I think maybe five of them came from a good friend of ours, Tom Bodkin and Kevin Denny. And my dad has he's kind of in the inner circle there, and we met them a few years ago and been doing some things for him and all. And Tom's just a freaking awesome songwriter. And we were pretty lucky to, he sent us some demos, and there was a few songs on there that he sent, and as soon as I heard them, I just had to cut them. But we just got lucky, and we got some good friends, and they're good writers. Just happen to be good writers.
So yeah,
very
yeah.
fortunate for that. Yeah,
yeah. I was listening to the tracks on it earlier this morning, and I really like what you guys done. I was looking at some of the press material, and one of the terms that they used was neo-traditional movement in country music. What does that mean to you?
I don't know. I kind of like I grew up like in traditional, like old Merle Haggard, wearing out Merle Haggard on the way to football practice or baseball practice.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's kind of like a, because there is some newer stuff that I like. Luke Combs is kind of, I feel like his songs, by the way, what a great writer he is.
Yeah.
And I don't know, if I kind of take that as like traditional. It shows my roots, but it's still, I don't know, modern traditional. I don't know how to explain it, but that's what I kind of, that's what I get from it.
Yeah.
I feel like it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think it, I was just curious how that, how you would describe that. I think what you said is how, what I would say too. It's, there's definitely a modern feel, but you can also hear the classic traditional older style country in there, which is, greatly appreciated by some of us folks that are a little bit older that really appreciate the older style country music. There's still a lot of fans of that flavor for sure.
Yes, sir.
I noticed that, was it 2019 that you got to play with the CMA group? Is that right?
Yes. At the Country Music Hall of Fame. It was for the Keith Whitley tribute show at the Country Music Hall of Fame. And that was awesome there. My dad was actually the producer on that, so that's how I kind of got my foot in the door.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That was that's a night that I'll never forget there.
Yeah.
Along with a lot of other people.
Was the album already in the works when that came about?
It was. We had a couple songs, but we kind of just, we went to the studio and then we had a little bit of a gap there. But, it's been like, we've kind of been dragging our feet, but we want to take our time on the album. And we're glad that we did, because everything kind of worked out great. And we got the interview or the duet with Lori. So that worked out good.
Yeah. That is so cool. Yeah.
That was very exciting.
Yeah. So the album is really just out this month officially, right? April?
Yes, sir. Yep.
What's the plan going forward? Do you got a band? Are you guys going to try to tour with it when things open up? Or what do you guys have in mind?
Yeah, my brother's actually, my twin brother, we have a duet in there too, Brotherly Love. And he's actually the drummer in our band. And we've been working on all of our original songs, hoping to maybe get out if this COVID stuff clears up.
Yep.
And things start opening up, but we're ready to play.
Are you guys, do you have some stuff lined up? Are you working on a tour? I think I read where you've got a day job that you do, so obviously you got to keep that in mind, but do you have some stuff looking forward?
Yeah, we have a few things, a few local things here that are like it's like some little cook-off festival type thing, and we're trying to get some stuff to maybe tour around a little bit and maybe do some radio station tours or whatever. And that's what we're working on. But we just want to make sure our whole band's tight and all. We'd like to hear it right. So
yeah, for sure. So have you not had a chance to really play it out much yet then?
No, not the album. We do the paying your dues is what everybody calls
sure,
it.
Sure, yeah.
The local places. But we haven't really played any of our original or albums or a full band gig or whatever show. We're ready, though. We are ready.
We're going to pause for just a moment. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the interview.
Who do you find is resonating with your music the most so far?
You talking about like age group wise?
Yeah, or fan base. Do you have a feel like there's an audience that's migrating towards what you guys do?
Yeah, I do believe so. And there's a quite a bit of people that are actually my age that you would there's a few of them that I know that they always listen to the newer stuff, but I think they're kind of feeling the whole traditional modern type thing we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Here, so like kind of like Cody Johnson's doing, and I think that's making a turn and maybe coming back a little bit.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite place in mind or type of venue that that you like to play or that you'd like to get into most often?
I really like festivals, just big.
Yeah.
People, like, I want them, the people that come for the music is what I like. You know, you're not just background, but the festivals is what I'm shooting for.
Yeah.
Those are always a good time. So.
Have you had a chance to play any of those?
No, we have a couple festivals coming up, but I've been around with, there's a couple other label mates of mine on KDM Records, and been around traveling with them here and there. And it just looks like a great time, and hopefully we'll be able to get out and I'll be able to do some of that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. What's your long-term goal? What would you like to see happen with your music and your career?
Honestly, I mean, it's not about the fame or the money for me. I just want to do what I love to do and make a living, and I'd be 100% okay with that.
Yeah, you'd like to do it full time. That's your that would be an ultimate dream.
Oh yeah, yeah, it would.
Yeah. So you anything working to kind of follow this? Is already thinking about what the next project might look like? Have you thought that far?
Yeah, we're actually listening to some demos here and trying to pick out some songs to start working. That way we don't have that big of a gap. We want to try to keep people on their toes all the time. So, yeah, we're working on it. We actually are headed to Nashville on the 11th me and my brother are playing at a new place called the Steel Coop.
Oh, cool.
And it's like a listening room. It's a new entertainment group thing. And that same weekend, we're going to shoot a music video on Brotherly Love. And we're really looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Will that be out then as your next single?
Yes, it will. It'll be released as a single.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah, we're really excited about that.
Yeah. Where are you going to shoot that at?
Well, we're still looking now. Our camera guy's from Michigan, Alex Childress, and we're looking for a baseball field. You know, me and my brother grew up playing baseball and football and all, so we're going to kind of incorporate that.
Oh, yeah, cool.
So we're going to look for a field, and the songwriter on there, Tim Nichols, he's going to make his little appearance in the video, so that'll be really exciting. We got some thoughts in mind of him striping the baseball field with me and my brother walk on. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It'll be good. We're excited about it.
I think I read where you got to work with Buddy Hyatt on this record, too, as a producer, right? I think he was a member of Toto, the rock band. Yeah, yeah. What was that like?
Yep, piano player. Oh, it's all, Buddy's a super great guy, and we got really close these last 2 or 3 years, and that's who our label uses all the time. And he's the real deal, and all the musicians that he uses are A class musicians, and he's very talented, is all I can say, and super great guy.
Will you guys try to work with him again on the next one?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yep, and I highly recommend Buddy. I'd recommend him to anybody.
Yeah, that's cool. Are you shooting for some originals on this next one?
I am. That is actually one of my biggest goals. There is that's what I'm paying attention to. So yeah. I want to have some songs that I wrote, and I mean, that's pretty important to me.
Yeah, yeah, that's awesome. What are your personal influences when it comes to styling your music and then looking forward to writing your own songs?
Yeah, I'm honestly a sucker for a slow, good country song.
Yeah,
which I also like the upbeat ones too. But I don't know, if maybe you know Kevin Denny, but he's one of my biggest influences, and he's a heck of a songwriter and an even better singer. He had That's Just Jesse was his big hit 2002.
Sure, okay,
and when I look at him, that's where I want to be. Is where he's at as a songwriter. And He's awesome, and that's what I'm looking forward to being, hopefully.
What about outside influences other than country? Do you have some favorites that you like to listen to that maybe influences what you do?
Yeah, I'm pretty open-minded. I'm learning to, like, playing in a band and all, and going through this whole process, I'm learning to appreciate talent and just music itself. And another great songwriter, Ed Sheeran.
Oh, sure,
super,
yeah. Pop,
super great. And I'm pretty open-minded to a bunch of things, and not really as far as songwriting influence, but I like a story, real story, not you know, pickup trucks and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's cool. So you have something, a day job, right? Something that you're trying to hold everything else down. What do you do otherwise?
I'm an electrician. My dad, it's Keith and Sons Electric is the name of the business, and my dad's the owner, and me and my twin brother are the sons, so that's another reason why we have all this time to do this music stuff is because we can kind of work our own schedule.
Sure.
Very fortunate of that.
Right. It's great to have your biggest cheerleader as your boss, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Sometimes.
Yeah, right. Well, okay, I'm sure. Yeah, that's cool. Good. So if people would like to get a copy of the record, or maybe I'm assuming you'll have some sort of tour schedule on your website, what's the best way to reach out, get in touch, and all that kind of good stuff?
Yeah, you can reach me on Facebook. I'm on Facebook all the time, and I look at that quite often. And if you want to order a CD, you can go straight to my website. It's CoreyKeithMusic.com. And then as soon as you pull the screen up, you can click the Buy Now button, and we can send it to you.
And that is Keith, K-E-E-F-E, correct? C-O-R-Y?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, C-O-R-Y.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Yeah, good. Well, thank you, Corey. I really like your music, and I wish you the best with it, and I would love to catch you guys live somewhere. I hope we get to do that soon.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. I really appreciate you having us.
Thanks again for tuning in to this episode of Americana Music Profiles. Find us on iTunes at Americana Music Profiles and on the internet at AmericanaRhythm.com.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.